There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that about whatever it is that's on your mind. One of the things we're talking about, because the Confederate flag has been, the stars and bars, has been in the news for the last couple of weeks, that to sort of suggest to people what would be an appropriate symbol of unity. All right. And we got a fair number of comments on it. So let's. Do you have any particular sense? I'd probably have a picture of the. Remember the picture of the Earth from the moon.
Yeah.
Except you'd have to figure out which hemisphere. So I guess what I would do is do the maybe a stylized version of. I'm trying to remember what it's called. It just went in and out of my head. Where they lay the maps out flat, so you see. You know, the two circles, and then you see the end points. So it's like four different pieces that look like the Earth. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's called the something projection, and I can't remember exactly what it is. Because the maps, as we know them, make Greenland look huge, and it's not. I mean,
right.
It's just because, yeah. So this one lays the maps out flat. So that's probably what I would do.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think, when they sent it into space, they did... The man, the Leonardo man with his arms like an X, but that's a male. I guess we could do a female. But one seems aggressive, the other seems sexual. So, you see, the new Pixel movie says that we sent games into space and we thought they would be fun and they were misinterpreted. So now, Pac-Man is going to eat the Earth. I just saw the preview for it. I thought. This is going to scare the living daylights out of kids. I don't know. No, Pac-Man. Donkey Kong. So all the Game Boys will be happy about it.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have any ideas about symbols of unity?
I can't think of anything in particular.
I like the Olympic flag, but the Olympic flag has gotten to be kind of tarnished as well.
Yeah.
It's a problem about symbols, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question, but it's a tough question. It's a tough question to answer because...
Well, let's see what people came up with.
Yeah. We'll start with Rebecca. Rebecca says a rainbow.
Yeah, I like that, except that the rainbow has sort of at least has been sort of... The rainbow flag is the gay flag, but it's still, you know, it's a good symbol. And I think that's the point of the gay flag is that it's all-inclusive, all the colors of the rainbow. Okay.
Marcy says the American flag.
Yeah, but that's not inclusive for a large part of the world.
Margaret also says the flag of the United States of America, the red, white, and blue, Old Glory.
Well, I mean, that works really well for most Americans, but what about if we're looking about unity for the whole world? That's, you know, obviously, that's not going to work for the rest of the world. Maybe we needed to have been more specific about the question. All right, let's keep going.
Julie also said the American flag. Cynthia says the peace sign.
Yeah, I don't object to that, except it's kind of associated with hippie movements. I will tell you, one year when I used to send out spring cards because I was always in school, and Christmas cards were always at a very busy time of year, and... And I can remember saying, oh, I have to go home and do those damn Christmas cards. And I thought, this is not the spirit of the season. So I just arbitrarily decided that I would send out spring cards because I like the spring better anyway. And nobody sends out spring cards, so everybody notices that you sent out a card. And there's no such thing as a late spring card, right? You could send that at any time. So I got in the habit of doing that. And one year, I went to Russia. And so I had gotten heavy vellum paper. And so the envelope was it was its own envelope, and I put a gold seal on it. And inside it just said, from Russia with love, with a peace symbol. Well, that was, my parents, I think, had a heart attack. And so I'm mailing them in Moscow, and I'm in Red Square. And I have this whole stack of cards that look semi-official because they've got a gold seal on them. And this was a time where there were lots of protests. Americans were protesting the Russians. Russians were protesting the Americans. Everybody spied on everybody. And sure enough, I'm in Red Square trying to put them all in a mailbox so they'd have a Russian stamp on them. I mean, I had Russian stamps on them. They'd have a postmark. And a wind came up, so they're blowing all over like they were actually pamphlets. I did not get arrested, but I think that must have been because there was a angel completely assigned to me for that entire trip that says, let's not let her get arrested. But that was, I really didn't mean it as a political statement at all. I just sort of thought it was kind of clever from Russia with Love. And okay. That's a story that has a, if not happy ending, at least could have been much worse. Keep going. Peace symbol.
Cliff says the infinity sign or a circle.
See, I like a circle. I really do. And I like the infinity sign. Maybe the two of them together. I mean, I kind of like that. Yeah.
Ella poses the question, unity with whom?
Each other?
Yeah.
I mean, the flag, I mean, it's one of my kind of things is, you know, symbols mean that we've lost all control over any subtlety. So as long, I mean, that it was really interesting for the 4th of July, there was the French obviously gave us the Statue of Liberty, which is a big symbol, obviously, for the 4th of July. And I was sitting outside and this French schooner, I guess, came by. It was beautifully rigged. I mean, it was a square rig and it had the French flag and the American flag on it. And it had like a flotilla of probably a couple hundred boats. It was the most extraordinary thing. And remembering that the French flag is red, white, and blue as well. So I thought, what if there was one flag that sort of identified you as a citizen of the world? And that, I guess that's kind of what I was looking for, of something that wasn't nationalistic, that people weren't willing to die to protect. Or at least a symbol of, because the thing is, as somebody said, it's not that you want to die for your country, it's you want to make somebody else die for theirs. Well, maybe we could get over the notion of having to die one way or the other for our country, for political reasons. Because if you look at most wars, they'll make your stomach hurt, because they're not fought for what we think they're fought for. They're fought for money. And it's really alarming that somehow we have the notion that people, that it's worth dying to make somebody rich. Not a good idea. Anyway, keep going.
Carol Ann says, a circle. There is no beginning and there is no end.
Yeah, I like that idea. Well, and obviously the Olympics have done it, and the five circles are the five continents.
Jerry says the a flag, red, white, and blue, and it includes all Americans.
Well, yeah, I think for Americans that presumably our American flag is the symbol. And I think that that's what's... Do we know what... Has the legislature voted in South Carolina yet?
I don't know.
I don't think it has.
Check
I know
that.
The Senate did, but I don't think the House of Representatives has yet. CNN tells me everything.
Stacy says a DNA strand.
That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, the double helix. Good on you, Tracy. I like that one a lot.
Marty says the zodiac sign of a Gemini.
Why? You must be a Gemini. Why Gemini as opposed to Scorpio? Well, Gemini, I guess, is the twin, so.
David just posted a picture of the Earth from space.
Yeah, see, I love that one. The question is, which planet is it looking at? Is it looking at Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere? Is it looking at Asia and Europe? That'd be the problem.
Yeah, it looks like from the picture. Let me see if I can expand this. Yeah, it looks like from the picture.
United States.
It's, America.
Which is always,
South America.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the one that we're most used to seeing, which looks like a marble.
Yeah.
Which is, or maybe the sun. Maybe that would be a great one.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe the sun. All right. Symbols of unity. I guess it depends what your perspective is. 855-993-7569. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, regardless of what it is that's on your mind. And if you feel I can help you with it, give it a holler, 855-993-7569. We are talking about symbols of unity. I didn't expect it to be quite so so political. I suppose that was a bit naive on my part. All right, let's finish up with what people think. I like the idea. I think my favorite so far, the circle is kind of cool, but, you know, a circle on a flag, not, it's supposed to be easy for school kids to do. But I like the DNA. I like the double helix. Kind of cool. All right, so what other suggestions people have? I like the idea of the Earth from space, but I think you'd have to show both continents.
Marilyn says, a jack. All different points joined at one point. You know, like throwing jacks and
catching
them on the ball.
Nice, which also looks like a star. Nice. Very nice. I like that a lot.
And one more from Jane. Jane says, I suspect there is no practical all-inclusive symbol to unite all people short of making us all believe there is an impending attack from extraterrestrials.
Pixels! Pixels! It's coming!
Or there is a large asteroid headed towards Earth.
Pixels! Pixels! It's coming! Yeah.
Historically, weren't stories that bind or the psychological effect of rally around the flag a symbol used to unite one group against a different outside group to meet
absolutely
the need for self-preservation or
yep
to feel a sense of belonging and to feel more significant, etc.?
Absolutely. That's kind of my point. Well done. Well spoken. So the idea being that even if we have to make up imaginary creatures from outer space, pixels are coming, that maybe it's worth it for us to, because sort of an imaginary foe is probably better than picking your next door neighbor and deciding you don't like them. So, I mean, the idea is to think about it. Those are some great kind of symbols, but you're right. In theory, the UN flag, which is what? It's just blue and white?
I think so, yeah.
Which is also the colors of the Israeli flag. So, I mean, the problem is, again, is with symbols. But, you know, that if we can have symbols that, as she says, cause us to unite against one another, maybe we can have symbols that cause us to just unite as opposed to against something. But her point is well taken. Psychologically, you know, rally around the flag is a statement that says we're being threatened, that we need to kind of stand up for what we believe and make sure that people who don't believe what we believe are vanquished. Yeah, problem. Okay. And even if you're talking about kids and remember when the flag that you planted on the hill, what was it called? It wasn't Take the Hill. What was? Do you remember the game where you'd rush up a hill and you had to plant your flag?
I know what you're talking about. I forget the name of it, though.
It's not Red Rover. Red Rover is the one where you held hands and send somebody over to smash into you.
Yeah. I'm sure someone will email us.
Somebody will email us.
Maybe even call.
There, bingo. All righty. So should we do an email here just for fun?
Yeah.
What do you think?
This email.
Plus I looked up liberal education. Liberal education means basically what I said it meant. It has nothing to do with politics.
All right. This email is from Debbie, and Debbie says, "Hello, Dr. Joy. I was just listening. I was just listening to the podcast from June 30th, just a little over a week ago.
My mother's birthday. Yeah.
The topic was divorce. I have a comment or two about the term 'no fault.' Indeed, that is what it's referred to. But in many states, it is simply not accurate. I believe after my recent experience with divorce that we should take a look at the fault part of no fault. I went home from work early one day and found my husband of 10 years with another woman in our home. I then found pornographic photographs that they had taken of each other all over our home, with our grandchildren in the background of the photos. I was so stunned.
Wow.
I was 55 and he was 67 at the time. I'm including that because you always ask. I packed up that day, left, and filed for divorce the very next business day. During my divorce, I was told by attorneys that I had to let him have our home or I would have to pay spousal support. He got all but one car and our home. I got to keep my retirement fund, which he was trying to take half of. What I'm getting to is that if there is fault, cheating, for example, there should be no financial penalty of the injured spouse. There are people, men and women, paying spousal support and giving up half their retirement funds to spouses who cheated on the marriage. The divorce laws need to compensate for fault. I was a devoted wife, and I was working full-time in another town supporting us while he was transitioning from us selling our restaurant. He was looking for a part-time-ish job, a part-time job to semi-retire. This is just not okay to make injured spouses pay like this. All of a sudden that day, I didn't have a husband, marriage, home, or future because of his cheating. By the way, he met her at an AA meeting, for heaven's sake. No wonder people want to stay single. I love you, Dr. Joy. I've listened to you for so long, and I'm happy to have podcasts. I've weaved your great advice into my life for so long. Thank you.
Wow, that's a thank you for the comments, and thank you for sharing. Yeah, I mean, the issue, let me just tell you, which is hopefully maybe a bit of a comfort. The reason that I think no fault was sort of became the law of most lands, not every state, but most states, is because the basis for getting a divorce were so limited and so egregious and were so just damaging across the board. Let me give you another perspective, maybe, on what you're saying, because I hear that you were not at fault, that he was the one who cheated, and I mean, I'm even willing to to give you the possibility that maybe your marriage wasn't great, maybe he wasn't a great husband, maybe you weren't a great wife, but there's certainly better ways of resolving issues than bringing someone into your house and having kids in the background. And that's just really, really awful. However, it's stuff. And what you want to do, it seems to me, is move on. Again, you want to be, you have a choice of being a member of the Cheated on Wives Club, or you went to the Cheated on Wives School. I would suggest you want to go to the school, graduate as quickly as possible, learn what you have to learn, and go on to something else. And the advantage about feeling that you can walk away from him, as opposed to feeling like, well, I got everything, and what if he gets sick, and do I need to take care of him, or do I owe him something? I mean, at least at this moment, you can feel like, hopefully there's a part of you that feels whatever financial sacrifice this caused me, at least I can walk away from him and never have to look back and never feel a momentary twinge of responsibility or guilt on a financial basis. I know, cold comment. And look, I know an awful lot of women who are continuing to pay spousal support to guys who cheated on them. So it's not, I don't know where the fairness is, but I think what you want to do is just walk away as quickly as possible. Go to another school. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Brian, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown, hi. Brian?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, my wife is going through some problems right now. Pretty much everything is going wrong with her as far as like her family, work, amongst other things. And I was wondering how to approach. She's very depressed right now.
Okay. Brian, how old are you?
I'm 31.
And how old is she?
She's 29.
How long have you guys been married?
A little under a year and a half.
Do you have children?
A 5-year-old stepdaughter. I do. She has one.
So she has a daughter who's 5.
Yeah.
You mentioned her family. What's the problem with her family?
Well, her and her mother aren't speaking.
Why not?
Well, her mother has her own, issues as far as...
Well, so everybody has their own issues. Is there a specific issue between...
She's a heavy drinker. She gets kind of violent when she drinks.
Do you live with your mother-in-law, do you?
No.
So how, Brian, I need for you to be a really good reporter about this, okay? And certainly, the mothers and daughters, as I'm sure you're aware, as well as fathers and sons and fathers and mothers and, you know, sons and mothers and yada yada, have issues. What specifically do you think is making your wife more unhappy now than maybe 2 or 3 years ago with respect to her mother?
Better mother doesn't try to contact her, even with their problems, just to have contact with their granddaughter.
Okay.
She's totally.
So your mother-in-law does get in touch to see the child, or does not?
Or does not.
Okay. So there's not really a conflict between the two of them. There's an estrangement between the two of them.
It's a little bit of both, because they have their own issues.
Well, how could there be, either they're in touch, how can you argue if you're not in touch? Well, then how can you argue if you're not in touch?
Well, I guess before they argued, they didn't. When's the last time
your mother-in-law got in touch with your wife?
About 2 years ago.
Okay, so before you guys were married, did she come to the wedding?
No.
All right. Does your wife work outside the home?
Yes, she does.
And what does she do?
She's a sales consultant for a cable company.
For what? A cable company. Okay.
Yeah, for cable.
Is work going okay?
No. So that's most of the reason of the depression.
Okay. What's the problem about work?
Just they're impossible in the next couple of years. They're going to shut the place down.
Well, honey, in the next couple of years, the earth could be shut down. I mean,
right. Her work schedule right now.
See if you can sort of boil this down. Does your wife come home and say, everything sucks right now, you know? Tell me what she's saying to you.
Pretty much just how unhappy she is at the job, but she can't stand being there.
Okay, and what do you say?
You know, I understand, you know, where she's
No, but I know that, but what do you say to her?
Well, that we have to make the best of it for the time being.
Why? Why can't she look for another job?
Well, just because she has a good paying job right now. And
do you have a job?
Yeah, I work part-time.
Why do you work part-time?
Because I'm also going to school full-time.
So you're in, and she's not, so she's supporting the family right now.
Yes, well, my income's also supporting, because I'm almost, with my part-time, I make just as much as she does with her full-time.
So what would happen, how much more school do you have to do?
About 2 years.
And what are you studying?
Going to the medical field.
So you're going to be a physician?
No, it's like a medical assistant.
Okay. So what if he said to her, look, honey, do you have savings? The two of you have savings together?
We do have savings, yes.
What if he said to her, listen, if you hate that job, why don't you start looking for another job, and either you find one or you won't, and if you don't, then as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm willing to drop out of school for a semester, and I'll find a full-time job, and you can, I mean, I think the saying to somebody who says I'm miserable, tough it out. It's not what you really want to hear from somebody that you think loves you. So I think saying to her, listen, we have some savings. I'm personally don't think that, I think that the best way to find another job is to look for, don't quit a job till you find a job. Because it puts too much pressure on you, end up taking a bad job just to have something so you're not scared. But saying to her, listen, if you hate this job, let's get your resume up to date. You're a smart woman. You've done very well. Let's find you a job that you like better.
Okay.
Because most of us feel, I'm not sure that I buy your diagnosis of depression. I'm not sure I don't, but I just don't have
enough doctor. Her doctor actually diagnosed her.
What kind of doctor?
Her physician. She's been to a neurologist. She's been to a couple of
different. Why did she go to a neurologist?
She was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and nerve problems in her shoulders.
And what did the neurologist say?
Piece of it, she's, a lot of it is from depression, and then she's doing cortisone shots.
So why wouldn't, well, it's either depression or it's not. If it's not, and you don't give somebody cortisone if you think it's psychosomatic.
No, he told her, he recommended that she see a psychiatrist.
Okay, so did she go see a psychiatrist?
No, she won't.
Why not?
Because she says she feels that she knows what her problems are and she doesn't need to talk to somebody about them.
That's tough. I mean, but she let her family physician put her on medication?
No, she won't take the medication.
Okay.
She won't.
It sounds like you've got a stubborn, angry woman. Yeah. One of the ways of understanding, and so, you know, I probably feel more comfortable, and you probably feel more comfortable if I'm talking directly to her, and maybe you can ask her to call me, and maybe she'll go along with that, because at least it's anonymous, it's free, and it's not like she has to do anything.
Right.
So that may be a possibility, Brian. But let me give you some guidelines in the meantime. First of all, one of the ways of understanding depression is that it's an anger turned inward, all right?
Right.
And that may make a lot of sense to you right now, that I think she's angry with her work, she's angry with her mom. Sounds like she's been angry for a long time, and she may even be angry with you. But that there also, there's anger and there's sadness that are not psychosomatic, that are not psychiatric, that are, I hate my job. And that may just be frustration. It's not the same as depression. That's why I'm really not very happy with people, family physicians, putting people on medication. Because, first of all, they're not terrifically good, number one, at diagnosis. Number two, the classic way of dealing depression, once we understand it's depression, is medication plus therapy plus exercise. And obviously, if you're only doing one or even two of those, you're getting yourself in a situation that's not going to be as efficient and effective as it should be. But at this moment, you know, she's not taking the pills. She's not going to go see a therapist. I don't know why you're giving somebody cortisone shots if they think it's psychosomatic, but that's because cortisone is not without effect. But I think at this moment, let's focus on what she seems to be focusing on, which is her job. And what I would do is go home and tonight and say to her, if you hate your job that much, then let's think about alternatives. Let's think about you looking for another job. And worst case scenario, we can live off of our savings for a while, or I can drop out of school for a while. In other words, and you hear me all the time, Brian, saying sometimes appearing to be more reasonable is much more important than being reasonable. I think at this moment, she's really looking for some support from you, not a diagnosis.
Right. I have said to her about quitting her job, but the only problem is that...
No, that isn't what I said, Brian. You didn't listen to what I said. I didn't say she should quit her job. I said, in fact, I said exactly the opposite. I said she should look for another job, and you saying to her, listen, if worst case scenario, I'd rather have a healthy, happy wife and me defer school for, you know, 6 months or a year. I think you need to sound to her that you're being more supportive and more understanding than she's hearing. And you can also have her call me.
Which the phone number is, I mean, the easiest way to remember it is 855-99-DR-JOY. But then you have to sort out that it's actually 855-993-7569. But you guys are smart, so you can figure that out.
Yeah, you hear that there's really a very major difference in what Brian was saying and what I was saying he would say. Saying, quit your job. First of all, when women go to men and say, whine, hate my job, hate my life, hate my mother, we don't want to hear you fixing it. We want you to say, oh, that's too bad, you poor thing. Which is probably a little manipulative on our part, but the assumption that we want you to fix something is usually not accurate, that we just want some sympathy. So saying, what can I do to help? Or, what would you like to do? Is much more supportive in the long run and much more understanding and will get you probably much better results than trying to fix it. And I know as men that that's kind of your mission statement of there's a problem, solve it. But as women, we tend to talk about things a lot, and you may view it as complaining about things a lot. And it's okay to say, look, you say the same thing over and over, and it makes me feel terrible, and nothing seems to change. So tell me what I can do to help, or tell me if there is something I can do to help. Or I'm willing to drop out of school to give you a little bit more breathing room. But again, understand there's a difference between basically being supportive and solving a problem. And usually what we really want is the support. All right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
you can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Have you ever wondered if you can make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. On this day in history, I did mention that the stock market hit an all-time low. And so when it came across my phone that they halted trading on the stock market, that was a little worrisome. They're saying it's a technical issue, but then they're also saying it came amid broad sell-off in stocks following a tumble in Chinese markets. So it's a little unclear exactly what's going on.
we're saying a fair volatility. We're working to remove the technical issue as quickly as possible, representative said. We're doing our utmost to ensure a timely and orderly market reopen. The market's been halted for a little over 2 hours now. They said it was isolated to specific trading venues, and investors could still buy and sell listed on other venues such as ARCA. The firm had no timetable for when trading would resume, according to a person briefed on a call the exchange held with industry executives late Wednesday morning. That would be today. Technical glitch disrupted trading began when the New York Stock Exchange attempted to fix issues affecting a small number of stocks. Can you imagine the person trying to fix it going, oh no, I just shut down on everything. The efforts to fix the problem led to the broader trading halt. So there we go. But it was in the midst of a broad sell-off that was spurred by deepening rout in China's stock markets. The Federal Reserve is slated to disclose minutes from its last meeting. A release in the past has prompted swings in stocks. I don't know, it's sounding less like a technical glitch as people explain it, huh? The glitch is also the latest incident illustrating the fragility of trading systems that allow capital markets to function. While many traders were able to route stock orders to other exchanges, they're waiting to see if the New York Stock Exchange is able to restart trading before the market's scheduled to close at 4. If technical problems prevent the New York Stock Exchange from holding its closing auctions for New York Stock Exchange listed stocks, it could hurt big investors because they tend to do most of their trading during the opening and closing of the markets. Prices of mutual fund shares are set by closing prices for stocks. The real issue is going to be, can we get it fixed in time for the closing? Officials told brokers they were investigating a reported issue with a gateway connection. I have no idea what that means. Affecting trading in some 200 stock symbols, according to emails, including Dr. Pepper, Snapple Group, Federated Investors, and Time Warner Cable. The Time Warner Cable had to pay $229,000 to a woman today who said that she got 153 phone calls from them, even after she explained to them that it wasn't her, that she had a phone number of somebody else and she didn't want them to call anymore. And so the judge fined them $1,500 per phone call. So I don't know. I mean, it's the stock exchange is saying it's a technical glitch, but if you read between the lines, I don't know. And United is saying it was also a technical glitch that grounded all their planes. They're now saying the outage may not matter to investors. U.S. stocks lower after trading halted. Trading halted due to glitch. Who knows? So that's all the news we have. But I didn't want you guys to feel like, gee, if I listen to the program, I'm not going to know what's going on in the world. So we'll always tell you, even though this one sounds, I don't even know how to interpret this. Do you? I mean, it on the face of it, they're saying technical glitch, but then all these other things are going on as well.
Yeah. Huh.
It's been going on for a couple of hours. So they've got a little under 2 hours to get it fixed.
Yeah.
I think everybody will feel a lot better if they get it fixed. They're saying they're not able to buy and sell securities. Other things said that they were, so it's a little hard to know exactly what's going on. So much. And United is saying it didn't have anything to do with cyber attack. New York Stock Exchange is saying this didn't have anything to do with a cyber attack. So it's I don't know if you're more comforted by thinking that the machines just are frying. I don't know if that's particularly comforting. Oh, good. It's not anybody breaking in. It's just everything breaking down. Oh, good. I feel much, much better.
Right.
I don't know. Does that make you feel better? I suppose it does. It seems friendlier. If the machine is just breaking down, I mean, we're all used to our computers kind of frying out on us, right? As opposed to somebody grabbing information. I don't know. Neither of them make me sort of warm and fuzzy inside, but then what can I tell you? All righty. 855-993-7569, but it is kind of eerie, don't you think? But this is the day that the Dow Jones reached its lowest level at 41.22.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's do-do-do-do-do-do? See, you guys should listen.
It is a little creepy, I got
it. It is a little creepy.
Yeah. You
know? And Johnny Depp going to the hospital dressed like Jack Sparrow. I mean, the world as we know it is, you know, clearly Can you imagine some kid in the hospital? I mean, at least, as I said, Keith Richards didn't go in. And Tennessee, I mean, that would really, oh my goodness, it's death. Have you ever seen Keith Richards up close?
Rolling Stones just were scary. The Stones were just in Minnesota a few weeks ago.
Did you go see him?
No, I didn't. I had a couple of friends that went to see him. And
Keith is a scary dude.
They didn't talk about Keith up close or anything like that, but...
Well, I mean, the good thing about Keith is he hasn't really gotten any worse in the last couple of years. He just looked like, you know, that he was sort of, he could absolutely play the Grim Reaper without any makeup. In fact, The Grim Reaper probably uses makeup so he doesn't look quite so much like Keith.
Well, from what I hear, it was a great show, so they did a great
job. Oh, yeah, they're fun to watch. I've actually seen them in concert twice. Mm-hmm. And I ran into them because Charlie Watts had, I don't know if he still has it, a nightclub in Miami, and I just happened to be in there the day before New Year's, and they were in there jamming, which was, I mean, talk about a really fun thing. But I'd seen the Stones, I guess, at Shea Stadium a bunch of years ago, and they were really not doing a great show, to be quite honest. And then it started raining, and so Mick Jagger put on, like, a raincoat with a hood on it, and all of a sudden, it was like the devil incarnate. He was just unbelievable. I mean, the show just really, so there's something about hoodies, I don't know. It turns out that in Tennessee, you can not only get a free education at community college, you can now break into cars to save dogs.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine somebody prosecuting somebody for breaking their car to save their dog, but it's apparently a Georgia woman dropped charges against the Desert Storm veteran. Oh, dear, that just went. Who broke in. She said to save her dog. So,
she dropped charges against
someone
else.
Desert Storm, yeah.
That broke into her car to save a dog.
Yeah, save a dog. I mean, I think you'd have a hard time prosecuting somebody who broke into her car to get her dog out of the car on an 80-degree day.
Yeah. Well,
Good Samaritan law allows people to break into cars to save kids, makes it legal to do the same for animals. You have to search for the owner, notify law enforcement, must be taken to qualify for protection under the law. So just act reasonably. So there you go. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.